The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
I'm not afraid, to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand.
This program is brought to you by Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, Marcos Pizza, Prince Masters, Arbath Bank and Trust, Ross Electric Motors, Southwest Plaza, Star General Insurance Made Simple, and the Tourism Development Corporation.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabab Olang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. I hope you enjoyed your holiday yesterday with Monday. And I continue to say, I don't know if it's true, but yeah, but I know this certainly is true. The Bahamas is one of the only countries on planet Earth that has a holiday in honor of the coming down of the Holy Ghost on the disciples of Jesus Christ. Pentecost. Which is, I'm tickled pink by it, you know, as a Christian believer. But it certainly is interesting. That we have a day dedicated. So I don't know if you recognize it as such, but that's what it's dedicated to. If you want to give us a call today, the numbers are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316, or 325-4259, 325-4259. You can call us also on 325-4259, 325-4259, or 325-4216. If you are calling from the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969, or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. That's BTC Flow channel 612. The Bahamas National Statistical Institute released its report of gross domestic product. That's the measure that's used to determine how fast the economy grew or contracted relative to the year before. And according to the Bahamas National Statistical Institute, the Bahamas economy grew by 3.8% in 2025 compared to 2024 in real terms. So, a couple of things just for your education in case you don't know. So, gross domestic product is a function of adding together how much we produced in goods and services in the private sector, as an example. So, we call it, like, and they use a consumption based method to do this. So you have the private consumption, and then you have net consumption by the government. So that would be revenue less expenditure, right? And then you look at our net proceeds from exports versus imports. So you net that out because you get monies from exports, but you pay monies for imports, so you need the net. So whether you come out on top or bottom, and that's for both goods and services, so that people don't. We have a deep deficit on the good side, but we have a significant surplus on the services side of the thing. So you can oftentimes net out positively in that regard. So you add private consumption to government consumption to international consumption, and then savings and investment. So you look at how much has been invested versus how much has been saved, because if you're saving money, you're not spending that money, and so that money isn't really going into the measure of GDP. So you have a net of savings and a net and investments, and so when you add all of that together, you come up with a number that says this is the size of the Bahamian economy, and now you can size that economy in what we call nominal terms. Nominal meaning, okay, I'm just doing a math calculation that says if you went from 1 to 2, then the difference is 1. Okay? So that's all I'm doing. I'm just doing a straight up calculation of how the change happened. But in economics, you have to take account of something called inflation, which is a general rise in prices. You can't just look at the dollar number movement. You have to look at inflation. Why? Because let's suppose you make $100 and you are able to buy 2 items which are $100. So each item cost you $50, right? So now you can buy 2 items with $100. But let's suppose your salary goes up to $200. Now you have a $100 increase. But let's suppose that the things you buy went up to $200 a piece. So now they cost you $400 and you're only making $200. Even though you're making more, you can buy less. That's why we take account of inflation to say, well, the real growth is your growth less inflation. So if the nominal growth is 7%, as it was in 2025, but inflation was 3.2%, then you end up with 3.8% as real growth. And that's what the BNSI has calculated as the real growth for the Bahamas. That its economy, the size of your economy now in real terms, is $15,228,600,000. Compared to last year, it was $14,671,000,000. Now, let me clarify a few things. It is not true. It is first of all, let me say, this is good growth. 3.8% in real terms is good growth. You will take that. It's good growth. Now, we can look qualitatively at that growth, but it's good growth. It's good growth. There are some comments we can make about the growth, and which I'll make a little later on, but let nobody try to say it is not good growth. It's good growth. 3.8% is good growth. Okay? Unqualified. Right? It's unqualified. Now, as I said, we could have some qualitative discussions about this growth, which we will, but let's put it on the record. It's good growth. 3.8% is good growth. We've been accustomed to having 2% growth, 1.5% growth, and that kind of stuff. That's really moderate growth. But 3.8% is in the range of being a solid growth, right? But let me make a couple of statements here. One is, it is not historic growth. It is not unprecedented growth. It ain't even close to historical unprecedented growth. Okay? Now, anyone who wants to know that that is true need only look at the very same tables from which you got the 28% growth. Same BNSI gave you a table telling you what growth was the year before that. What was real growth the year before that? 4.2%. Is 4.2% higher or lower than 3.8%? It's higher. So it was high. So that can't, it can't be unprecedented and it can't be historic if it's lower than the thing it was the year before. And the year before was 4.2%. But don't stop there. Go to the year before that. The year before that was 5.1%. So it was even higher 2 years prior than it is this time around in 2025. So, and then if you go to the year before that, and this is, of course, coming out of the pandemic, it was 13.2%. 13.2% growth, right? So now you're getting into the real historic area. And then if you go to the year before that, this was in the height of the pandemic. It was 16.7% growth. That was in 2021. This is the year. This is the year of the last general election. Okay? And so you will see that even the year before that in 2020, according to the BNSI, it was 21%. So it can be a start. And just so we say, okay, well, let's not go into those pandemic years. Well, there have been a number of years even prior to that, to those when we have had higher growth. As an example, we had a 9.5% GDP growth in real terms in 2013. Okay, and in the 90s, we had growth of 5%, 7%, and so forth in real terms. And so it is not, has not, and cannot be unprecedented or historic growth, not even close. It is good growth, though. Okay, it's good growth. Now, it was growth which the BNSI recognized was being led by a number of sectors, the number one of which was financial services and insurance. And what this would have reflected was the fact that insurance companies, I think, this would have reflected a combination of things. First of which is insurance companies were able to, following the pandemic, following Dorian, collect premiums, which in many instances were increased, collect premiums, but not have to pay out substantially those premiums because they didn't have a major hurricane incident and didn't have a major hurricane incident now since 2019. And so their profitability would have gone up based on increased premiums, and they increased the premiums following the hit by Dorian. And in addition to that, didn't have the same significant payouts. More revenue, less expenditure, better profits, economy registers it as growth. Okay, so you have that to add to the pot. I don't think we had any new insurance companies come on stream and so forth. We may have written some additional premiums. I mean, insurance contracts, I'm sure. But I think you have a combination of things that reflects that. And this is important to note, you know, in a minute, because I'm going to say something else in a minute. And then you had information and communications leading the way with 18% growth. Insurance and what have you was like 21% growth. And that would have reflected cellular rate increases in combination with probably more usage too. And so that would have propped up some profitability on the part of those players, I'm sure. And then you had transport and storage. And my understanding is that storage is an area where there's growth because people are looking at these, leasing these spaces more and more and more and more. And so that adds to the economy. Because you have that construction, which also went up, remember, because these are being built as well as homes and commercial buildings and so forth. Construction grew by about 9%. And that, along with accommodation food services, which is where we have our hotel sector and those, and restaurants and those, also having grown by 10%. Now, you know, you can compare growth in these years to growth in I would say 2018, which would represent a more normal year for the economy. And you'll see that in some instances in 2018, these areas grew more than in the 2025. For instance, accommodation and food services grew by 24% in 2018 compared to 2017, as compared to 10% in 2025 as compared to 2024, right? So you could see that is so. But in any number of other areas, you could see where, for instance, transport and storage increased in 2025 compared to 2024 by 12%, but it actually declined in 2018 compared to 2017 and so forth. So you had some continuation of growth, you had some reversal of contraction in some of these sectors in 2025, which is one of the reasons why I say, you know, it really was not historic, not unprecedented, but it was a solid growth that was experienced in 2025. Of the 18 sectors that the BNSI identifies, all but five of those sectors experienced growth. All but five. Okay? So 13 sectors experienced growth, and five sectors did not experience any growth. And that those sectors would have included mining and quarrying, which declined by 7%, wholesale and retail trade, which declined by less than 1%, which is interesting because wholesale and retail trade is that area where most of the regularly patronizing, and for there to be no growth there, it says something. Even it says something. There was no growth there, right? Says something about, you know, the level of your spending, in that regard at least. Then we had also not growing. So we had wholesale and retail trade didn't grow. We had real estate activities and owner-occupied and actual rents did not grow, but declined by 1%. Professional, scientific, and technical services did not grow, declined by 2%. And administrative support services, which is really government-related stuff, that did not grow and declined by 2%. So those would be the five areas of decline. According to the BNSI, final consumption, really by private sector, government, and households, all increased from year to year, 2025 compared to 2024. Gross fixed capital formation, this is where your investments and stuff are taking place, that increased, and that was good news too, and reflective of a good, solid economic growth. And exports increased compared to the previous year. So all in all, you know, the government ought to be pleased about this growth, this non-historic or unprecedented growth. Now, bear in mind, dare I say so, without getting cussed, compared to the previous 2 years, compared to the previous 5 years, this growth is the lowest growth in real terms in 5 years. Can I say that for you again? This growth in 2025 is the lowest growth of the Bahamian economy in 5 years. The economy grew more in 2024, grew by 4.2%, more in 2023, by 5.1%, more in 2022, by 13.2%, more in 2021. By 16.7%. Okay, I think I said earlier that in 2020 it was 21% growth, but that was the contraction in 2021 was by 21%, not growth. Contraction was by 21.1%. So what we have experienced in 2025 is the lowest growth we've experienced in 5 years. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shababu Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Giant slices, perfectly baked, foldable. Marcos is bringing New York to your neighborhood for just $19.95. Meet the Marcos New Yorker Pizza, filled with Marcos fresh dough, rich sauce, and fresh, never frozen three cheese blend. This is pizza the New York way.
If you can't fold it, is it really New York style?
Go big, fold it, love it. Big slices, big flavor. The New Yorker Pizza, now at Marcos for $19.95. Order now at MarcosPizzaBahamas.com.
At Star General, you can go gold. Comprehensive car insurance covers loss or damage from accidents, fire, theft, and third-party liability. But the gold package gives you increased coverage for rental car and windscreen, personal accident, medical benefits, deductible waiver, and 24-hour roadside assistance where available. Our Star General Gold Package also gives you up to $2,500 for accidental damage to a rental car anywhere in the Bahamas. Go gold with Star General. Insurance made simple.
Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Ashai Institute, BEMC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, there, the Athlete's Foot, NBTC, Games and More, John Bullfine, Threads Alive, Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700 Wines and Spirits, Sandy's, Clarkson Island Luck, Starbucks, and Los Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. So we were talking about the press release by the BNSI confirming that growth in 2025, not this year, not last year, was at 3.8%, which is good growth, not unprecedented, not historical. In fact, it is slowing growth. So we have actually been slowing our growth in this country for the last 5 years. We have been experiencing slower growth. Now, you can understand the higher than usual growth arising out of the pandemic when we turned back up the economy. But we are now, since 2024, really normalizing. But if you look at it, for the last 5 years, this growth would reflect the lowest growth. Now, I saw where Gowan Bo, who is the group CEO for Fidelity, was commenting that 3.8% growth should have significant employment generation and therefore, a reduction in our unemployment rate. Well, it will be interesting to see what the BNSI's overall unemployment numbers for 2025 are. What the composite unemployment rate was in 2025. I do not believe, based on all the information I saw prior with the quarterly releases, that number would be very impressive relative to 3.8% growth? I don't think so. But so Mr. Bo's point will not be realized by those numbers, I don't believe. However, let me say this, that there is in economics what we describe as jobless growth. So you can have an economy grow and not produce many jobs. And you can get examples of that easily. So let's say you're a company that's been around for a little while, but you aren't maximizing your capacity to produce stuff, to sell stuff, because you know you haven't really got you're not growing in your sales as much. Now, when you start to grow in your sales, that doesn't mean you're going to take on new employees, right? You growing your sales, utilizing the employees you have, because you are underutilization of your capacity. That could be in manufacturing, could be in services, could be in restaurant, doesn't matter. And so while the economy will register growth because you got more revenue versus your expenditure, the employment numbers won't change because you didn't take on any new employees to do that. So it is possible, depending on the dynamics of an economy, to have growth take place, as in revenue profitability for businesses, without comparable or any increase in employment numbers. So, for instance, you can build storage spaces. Well, a company that has 10 construction workers might be used to do that storage space. Well, you got new investment in the storage space and infrastructure, but storage spaces aren't going to increase your employment numbers. And you could see where transportation storage space was among those that increased, right? You can have a bus driver who increases his sales in usage by people of his bus. But he ain't hiring no new people, even though his increased sales relative to expenditure is going to be reflected in economic growth. So it is possible to have growth that it doesn't have the same level of employment increase associated with it. And I suspect, as in the insurance sector, where you had premium rises without payouts, et cetera, I don't think there's any significant increase in employment in the insurance sector. And so that it would explain having what might be regarded as robust growth, even though this is robust, less robust than the year before and the year before and the year before and the year before, without having significant increase in employment. Okay? If that's not if clear to you, if you need more explanation, please feel free to let me know. This text says, good afternoon. With reference to this, the insurance, I worked in the industry for 30 years, and premiums have gone up on existing life insurance policies, inclusive of medical and life policies. Absolutely. Absolutely. There's no question about that. And the payouts have gone down if you look at incidences of hurricane or what have you over the last few years, right? This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I know it's not your topic, but some stores still charging 15% VAT. Did VAT return to 15%? It did not. And if a store is charging you 15% VAT, you need to go and report them. But be careful, because you are saying 15%. How do you know that? Is that on your receipt? And if it's on the receipt, you now have evidence to go ahead and report them, prosecute them, but make sure you're doing your numbers right, okay? Because sometimes we make these mistakes because we're not paying proper attention necessarily to things, and you don't want to accuse people of doing things when that is not in fact the case. But VAT is not 15%. VAT hasn't been 15% in a long time. Now, if it has ever been 15%, 12%, eh? And then it was decreased. I don't know that VAT was ever 15%, but I could, maybe I missed something. All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take another break, pay our respects to our sponsors, and then when we come back, we'll continue our discussions. We'll be back after this break.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolfville and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road, dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
Budgeting and saving? Yes. Investing? Check. But what if you could do more? With an RF brokerage account, you can get priority access to local investment opportunities right as they come to the market. Never miss a bond or new share offering again. Plus, you can house all your investments in one place and benefit from expert investment advice. Contact us at brokerage@rfgroup.com to start doing more today. Some conditions apply. RF, money at work.
We heard you. Due to the request for more time, the Tourism Development Corporation is extending the Student Innovation Pitch Competition. Final application deadline, May 23rd. Competition date, now June 6th at the Hallmark Convention Center. If you're ages 10 to 18 with a business idea, invention, or vision for the Bahamas, this is your moment. Green economy, blue economy, orange economy, up to $50,000 in grants up for grabs. Out Island youth, we need you in on this too. The Tourism Development Corporation wants to support you and our future.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand,
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabab Olang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, please feel free to call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720, or you can text us today on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. I thought that Michael Alkidis, the Honorable Minister of Finance, made some appropriate statements in relation to the growth, indicating that there was a need to have more people share in this growth. And I think that's an acknowledgement that they're not. That is a fact. Whether you look at it in terms of employment, or you look at it in terms of household income increase, or you look at it in terms of the general sense of prosperity of people in this country, if you look at it in terms of the level of employment among young people in the country, all of it is suggestive of an economy whose dynamics, whose growth dynamics, it favors a segment of the population that is not the broadest segment of the population. There is no question that in our economy, there are some people who are laughing straight to the bank, whose income streams, whose profitabilities are through the roof, while average people in this country have no significant wage increase. experiencing, in fact, tightening prosperity on the basis of increased cost of living relative to their income, who are experiencing no employment, underemployment, who are experiencing significant indebtedness, so that even if they had some marginal increase in their incomes, it doesn't produce any level of buoyancy in their sense of prosperity. So we do not have an economy today, and we have not had an economy for years. We haven't had it in the Davis administration over the last 5 years. We haven't had it in the previous Chris Minnis administration. We didn't have it in the previous Christie administration. We didn't have it in the previous Ingram administration. We did not have that level of sustained robustness that gave Bahamians a sense of hope and inspiration and expectation of better for themselves and their children. That has not happened in over two decades in the Bahamas. The numbers are very clear. And the experience of Bahamians are very clear. And we have not found a formula, economic formula, to produce that since 2001. 25 plus years, 25 years, we haven't seen it. And the minister is acknowledging the need to produce an economy that can do that. Even the prime minister made mention of that in the speech from the throne, where he said far too many people are still not feeling the benefit of that economy. And that's true. That's just the reality, right? I don't think we are focused enough on it. I don't think we are deliberate enough about it. I think we are still largely an economy sitting down, waiting for the world to discover us and to see what it wants to do in us, and then we get to benefit from it. I don't think that we have crafted a strategy that we are pursuing with domestic investors or international investors that says, this is the Bahamas I am seeking to produce. Do you want to partner with me in it? Because in that strategy, you have to drill down on both your employment needs and your income production needs. You have to drill down on it, and you have to find, it's harder, it may take a lot more time, but you have to find partners, Bahamian and international, that are working with you on that formula. Yeah, people have their interest in what they want to come here and do, and you listen to them, you sit with them, that's fine. They are only a part of the scenario. The other part of the scenario is, what the heck do you want for yourself? What do we want for ourselves? What do we need for ourselves? You got X number of young people. X percentage of them are high school graduates. X, Y percentage of them are university graduates. The Y percent of them who are university graduates have degrees in this and that and the next thing and so forth and so forth. You have X number of people who are unemployed, who have expertise in this and that and the next thing. Based on that data, you have to go and look for sectors, for investors who are interested in that area that can soak up and even bring new skills to the workforce. I'm not saying this is easy, so don't let nobody say, oh, Shabari, we got all the answers. I'm a thinker. I'm going to think it through, and I think that this is true. But if my thinking isn't true, bring me a thinking that is more sensible. But we are not going to get better just sitting around waiting for other people to discover us, because we are such a fantastic thing out there. We just, everybody want us. And Bam, you have Bamians who believe that. They honestly believe that. You know, everybody want us. No, everybody don't want you, bro. Everybody want what they can partner with to make money. That's reality. and we need to be more nuanced in our efforts. I believe with all my heart, and I said this in Hong Kong in November of last year, and I said it in Beijing, in Shanghai in November of last year, that the Bahamas' fortunes are limited only by its imagination and that of the people it gets to invest in this country. Because we have the sovereign right to make judgments and determinations about the direction of our nation. And we can align ourselves with those who are a sit for us in doing what it is we need to do to improve our circumstances. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Well, that's good. You're talking my favorite conversation topic today.
Okay.
The only question I had, if I could have asked Mr. Alkidis, the only question I would ask him based on what he said in concerning the growth of the economy would be, who would be the sector of the economy would have experienced this growth? And if he can, by a dollar value, how much would this growth be when you create that 3.whatever%? What is that in terms of dollar value? Because I know we like to speak in percentages, and most persons don't really understand the percentages outside of $1, $2, $3, $4, $5, $6. So that would have been good.
And well the percentage, the percentages matter, but you didn't need him to give you the numbers. We could give you the numbers.
It'd be good because I could. Most places could calculate dollar value versus percentages. When you talk about the economy grow 3.8%, what does that look like when you say it was once a dollar and then it grew another $4?
Yeah, I understand and appreciate that you could see that, but that's also distortive. Okay, so but I understand what you're saying, that there are people who might relate to that better, but that's also. That can also be misleading because for some of us, $200 million is a big money. It's big money, right? So you have an increase of $200 million. But you could have a sector that's $2 billion. And as an increase, the rate, that increase could be minimal.
I mean, we understand that, but it's just when you talk about percentages, most of us deal with dollars. And so when I talk about a growth of 3.5%, I don't know what it was initially, and then I don't know what the dollar value it was, and then I don't know how would then that percentage equate to dollar value in terms of the increase.
I understand. If you hang on and wait till after the news break, I will give you all of that.
I am called back then.
You don't have to call back. You wanted the numbers, right? I just give you the numbers.
Well, that's fine.
I mean, if you need to say something else, that's fine. But I'm just saying I can give you those numbers.
Well, that'd be good. That's fine. Then I just wanted to talk about, when you talk about university children who come back with specializations and then they find themselves misplaced. Because they can't get nowhere, to employ them or even to assist them in creating some type of opportunity to create income for themselves.
Right.
You see. But I'll hold on and wait for the numbers. That'd be very good.
No problem. I'll give them to you when we come back from the break.
Okay, Gerard.
Okay, take care. Thanks a lot. Appreciate you calling. All right, so, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, on the break, we'll deal with this among other things. Okay? You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabab Alain, your host. We'll be back after this break.
This is Guardian Radio.
your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z-Live. I'm Shabab Alang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. For the gentleman who just called, I have the numbers, but if you pick up the Nassau Guardian, the story related to growth, those numbers are all in there. The same dollar numbers that you are asking for, they're all in there, okay? So feel free, you know, online or wherever else, but they're all in there. All right, we have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Hi, good day, Mr. Lang.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm great, yourself?
Good, thanks.
Okay. All right, Mr. Lang. Okay, Mr. Lang, I can draw up a metaphor here, right? And all the increase in the economy and stuff like that and all, we are above, you're punching above board. According to what you say, what the average would be and where we are at this present time.
No, you can't put words in my mouth. I didn't say we're punching above our weight. I just said that the growth is good growth. That's what I said.
I'm talking to Terrence. When you say an average growth of 2 point some anywhere in the world would be good.
Oh, yeah. No, when you have 3% growth, that's good growth.
That's what I'm 3% talking about. Or above. Talking above board.
That's yeah, yeah, 3% and above. That's good growth. Yeah.
Right. That's what I meant to say. That vibe. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah.
That, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
the conversation is good. The conversation is a good conversation to have when you're a nationalist for a Bahamian. This should be. I mean, this should be entertaining to your ear.
No, it's only good when Chivago says it and it's positive for one side and negative and not so positive. When I say negative things, then it don't be as good a conversation.
Mr. Lang. What I am saying is, Mr. Lang, don't divide it, don't split it. What I am saying
I have to do that because you know people go on Facebook and elsewhere and cuss me when I say things. But then when I say the other things, they don't go on there and say, oh, Mr. Lang is X, Y, and Z. So I have to do that. Forgive me for taking a little liberty to do that.
Okay, then. For those persons, right? All right, and then so Mr. Lang, so the drop of scenario is this here, right? Which is, this here. It is it's five nice-looking girls walking down the road. That has already been established. And if I was to say that one looks better than the other, it does not mean that the other one is ugly. Am I right?
No, not at all. No.
And to sum it up in a way, to get the gist of your conversation this evening, that would sum it up some. Would that be incorrect in saying?
Well, if you're trying to make a certain point, but so if you're saying 3.8% is good growth, 4.1% is better growth, and so yes. That doesn't change. 3.8% is good growth. Yeah, that's true. We have to contextualize it. What I've also had to correct was notions out there that it's historic or unprecedented. And, I've listened to you. And that we have decreasing growth over the last 5 years.
Agreed. Right. Mm-hmm. What doesn't change is when some is good, more is better. That's what you're saying.
That is true. Or when more is better, that doesn't make some not good.
And that. Yes, Mr. Lang. I don't want to be misunderstood, Mr. Lang.
No, I understand exactly what you're saying. I understand
I want you to know that I understand exactly what you're saying.
Okay. Well, we are both on the same page then.
That's right. So you ain't got to look for me saying that to your old Facebook, okay? You have a good
Take care, man. Take care, my friend. This text is Chicago. Chicago, I think the employment numbers will show positive shift because of the opening of the cruise keys, but it is average Bahamian feeling the growth is the question. The private island cutting out taxi drivers and tour operators, etc. No, we already built the employment numbers at Celebration Key into our numbers already. So unless they've been hiring abundantly above that, I don't know. I mean, if the numbers are marginally better than before, I could understand that. I could see that. Remember, though, we'd have to analyze it because sometimes you get worse unemployment numbers because people in anticipation that things are better jump into the market who weren't in the employment market before and then they get counted as unemployed. Or it can get better because you have more people who get discouraged after looking because people told them they should look and so forth. So we'll have to analyze it. But I don't think the Keys is going to be a significant player. It says, what inflation rate did they report? Well, if the nominal rate was 7% and the real rate is 3.8%, the inflation rate had to be 3.2%. That's how the math works. So if you subtract the real rate from the nominal rate, you'll get the inflation rate, and the in this case is 3.2%. Okay? Now, we saw a picture of the cabinet of the Bahamas sitting down around the table. Listen, I sat around cabinet tables. I sat around the table of 17 that was called a C-made cabinet. And we had space for each other's elbows. The cabinet of 29 plus 4 or 5 parliamentary secretaries. If 17 is bussy made, what is 29? Gustamate. Mind you, some talented people around that table, but boy, that's a that's a huge table. Oh my God, that's a huge cabinet. Huge. Huge. Let me tell you something. If that cabinet don't produce, and I'm talking about the kind of production that the Bahamian people are saying, oh, sugar, ooh, look at this life. Look at this life we live in. We should never, ever in the history of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas have a cabinet anything close to that size. If that cabinet can't produce, and the Prime Minister said he needed all hands on deck to be able to do what he has to do. And he has all hands on deck. Practically everybody who was elected on the government side is in the cabinet. Everybody, practically everybody is in the cabinet. Now, the Honorable Fred Mitchell, my only good friend. The Honorable Fred Mitchell said, he thinks when all of this is done, with this airplane, with the $30,000 of the politician's name written on it, he thinks that when this is all done, this will be a nothing burger, meaning you got two buns and in the middle is absolutely nothing. Insignificant, inconsequential, he said. Mind you, we already have a plane with $30,000 with a politician's name on it. That ain't nothing, according to the Honorable Fred Mitchell. No matter what happens, we know that to be true. That ain't nothing. That's what, according to Mr. Fred Mitchell, the Honorable Minister of Foreign Affairs, we have an indictment of a person by the United States of America alleged to be involved with international narcotics trafficking, who was in possession of this money with a politician's name on it. And Mr. Mitchell, the Honorable, says it'll be a nothing burger. We have in that indictment the claim that this person and others visited the Parliament of the Bahamas to meet with Politician 1 to to have discussions about drug trafficking. And again, it shall be a nothing burger. This is the Minister of Foreign Affairs, a member of the Cabinet of the Bahamas, who, notwithstanding his government, his Prime Minister, the Prime Minister of our country, released a statement, and this is what the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas said. The government of the Bahamas is seeing the allegations arising from a U.S. investigation, as reported in the press, and takes this matter extremely seriously. The Prime Minister of the Bahamas is wasting his time on a nothing burger. He is taking seriously a nothing burger, extremely seriously a nothing burger. Really? I mean, seriously? Like, I'm trying to figure, like, why did Minister Mitchell even need to make that statement? What is he trying to do? Is he trying to water down our thoughts about this matter? Is he trying to suggest that we are not seeing what we're seeing? Like why would he even do that if they are investigating the matter? If he investigates the matter and it turns out to be a nothing burger, then he could say that, but why would you do this in advance? Why does that make sense? It really is alarming to me. Right? It's a nothing burger. So much of a nothing burger is it that we know that Mr. Kingsley Smith, whose name has been called in association with chartering the flight, not in any wrongdoing, but in chartering the flight, we know that he was to be sworn in as a parliamentary secretary, as he was before, but he wasn't sworn in. He may be the only backbencher on the government side today. Why? Over nothing but? Really? Seriously? Let me tell you something. I happen to have a great deal of respect for the intellectual birth of the Honorable Fred Mitchell. And I have no doubt when he is interested and engaged in seeking to be an intellectual soul, he can be. But when he's putting his politics above that, he really can say some interesting things. Really interesting things. But maybe he knows something we don't know. Maybe he knows something we don't know. Maybe that's the case. Very interesting. As Texas, Mr. Lang, he was speaking in his capacity as PRP chairman, I would assume. It doesn't matter what capacity he was speaking in. That doesn't change the nature of what he said. A nothing burger. And no matter what capacity he speaks in, he's still the Minister of Foreign Affairs. Right? He's still the Minister of Foreign Affairs. He's still a member of the cabinet. And his government, through the Prime Minister, released a statement on the matter, referring to it as extremely serious. And that the government is taking it extremely seriously. Well, how does a government take extremely seriously something which, okay, let's say the chairman of its party, the governing party, and a member of the cabinet says, and it all finished, it's going to be a nothing burger. Which part can be a nothing burger? The indictment? The $30,000 of the politician's name on it? The plane crash? Which part of this can be a nothing burger? Very interesting. boy, let me tell y'all something. I am prepared. I am prepared to accept any result of an investigation that happens. And if the result shows nothing in the burger, I'd be a happy man. But I'm not prepared to just have somebody try to placate me by understating or trivializing this matter. It's not trivial. Listen, no serious Bahamian would think so. No serious Bahamian would think so. You know, what is interesting is that Minister Mitchell tells people not to listen to Candia Deems on this matter. But this matter ain't only in the Guardian, and Candia Deems is not the only writer on this.
His matters in the Tribune, all up in the, it was the Tribune who named Feuerbach. It was the Tribune operated by Mr. Parent, who was a aspirant for a candidacy in the PLP, who decided that it would be too much of a conflict of interest given his media role to be a candidate, and he withdrew. Notwithstanding, Sebastian Bastian, the Honorable Minister of AI and National Insurance, owns a media house, a gambling house. Whatever he did with his interest and trust, so could Mr. Karen have done. And he got to be a candidate, elected to Parliament, and now in the cabinet. Notwithstanding what the law says about being in the cabinet and owning interest in that, because he said he did what was necessary legally to satisfy, I found it extremely interesting, to satisfy the regulators. The regulators? Well, let me tell you something. This country is interesting. Oh my gosh, it's interesting. But Mr. Khan could have done something, same thing, could he not have satisfied the regulators? I said, man, my hands are off. The thing in trust. And he could have gotten and gone in, gotten elected, and he could have been in the cabinet too. But he's writing, they're writing, the Tribune's writing, and nobody says, don't listen to the Tribune writers. Don't listen to Candia Dams. Really? How does that work? Somebody called my name, oh, Mr. Lang, how come you ain't talk about Marvin Dams and the boat and the story about Marvin Dams, this boat and his partnership with the person who was operating the boat. It was in the newspaper. It was in the Guardian front page in the newspaper. Mr. Dames was a candidate. He didn't withdraw as a candidate. He wasn't indicted. He wasn't interviewed. He wasn't anything like that. And the man traveling up and down the United States of America right now, if they're looking for him, he right there in the U.S. But they want me to talk about that like I'm talking about having found. Not speculating, having found $30,000 in a bag with a politician name in it. Are you mobbing me? Why are you mobbing me? I ain't calling a politician's name. I didn't accuse nobody of anything. Why are you mobbing me? I know why you mobbing me. And you ain't going to stop me from talking about the stuff that I observe in the country either. And I don't. It doesn't matter if it's FNM, PLP, or COI, or OBT. You know, it's not a problem. Cuss me all you want. You think I just fall asleep at night and think, oh, you know, they cuss me and I feel so bad. Oh, boy. No. Don't do that. All right? So why don't speak to Candia Dames? Why Candia Dames? You know, I always tell people, when you see people calling your name, you know it's true, eh? They're listening and they have regard for what you have to say. They do. Because a lot of people talking and ain't nobody calling their names, right? Calling Candia Dames because Dames name because they know when she writes. Pretty solid stuff. So I go. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang.
Hey, what's going on?
This is the second time I'm calling the concerned citizen.
Okay.
Retired and listening to your talk show. Retired last year. My observation. I just listened to that voicemail with Mr. Fred Mitchell. And he appears to be attacking Ms. Dames. Now, what I've observed is the governing party, they already have access to just about all media, print or television media. The Guardian try their best to be objective. But all the other entities, or the majority of them, are pro-government or pro-PLP. But what they spend their time doing is mashing the opposition. They don't like opposition. They don't want truth to be spoken. I notice when you come on a talk show and you're intelligent or you're objective, you ask certain specific questions. What they do to you is they label you or gaslight you. My primary concern in this country is I am retired. I served this country for almost 40 years. I have two children. A daughter who is in law school, a son who's head boy of one of the private schools in this country. And I would expect, I would like to see this country be around for them and their children and others like us. So if I call to talk to you and I'm asking sensible questions, I don't mind being labeled, you know. I'm just not one of those persons who subscribe myself to a herd mentality.
That I got you.
Think, people who cannot think.
I got you.
I who got are you, looking bro. Forward to toad water for a particular party. It's become to the point whereby we are bashing the leader of the Christian Council with no kind of fear. We are bashing everybody who opposed the government. Is the government above the law? Why is it that the government, for some people, they cannot do no?
Let's be real, man. You and I both know that all these political parties, FNM, PLP, COI, have very ardent supporters. They have some supporters who, frankly, the government can do no wrong. The party can do no wrong. So we know that already it exists. So that's neither here nor there. I mean, we know that it exists. So we just have to win, you know, and people will label you. People label Jesus. Right? Call him a drunkard and a wine devil. Hanging out with sinners.
But right? I just feel as if like our country is going in the wrong direction. And those of us who have voices should be able to stand up.
I got
all of
you,
my
bro.
Life I've been up. They say a one man band. I travel with Jesus Christ.
I got you, brother. I think we got you loud and clear. We appreciate it. Loud and clear. Appreciate your calling. Thanks a lot. His text says, I agree with you. He is not concerned about country, but party. Shake my head. I don't know whether he is. I wouldn't say that Fred Mitchell isn't concerned about the country. I just say that on occasions, he will put his politics above his ability to truly intellectualize about a subject. I've seen him do that any number of times. And that's, you know, that's reality, right? This text is Fred Mitchell's utterance, like others of the government members on these allegations, seems to be geared toward deflection. To me, it seems their effort are towards self-preservation rather than guardian of ours. The Bahamas is sovereignty. I can only imagine the energies behind the scenes to sweep them out under the carpet. Can we expect good governance in light of this matter? Well, the Prime Minister issued a statement, I think, was reflective of good sense in terms of your view about the matter. So, you know, it's not everybody. You know, we'll have to see what happens. Right? So we'll see what happens. All right. We're going to take a break, pay our respects to our sponsors, and when we come back, we will continue our conversation. We'll be back after this break.
Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, through the warm. Let me know that you're not alone. I'll look if you feel like you missed it.
Budgeting and saving? Yes. Investing? Check. But what if you could do more? With an RF brokerage account, you can get priority access to local investment opportunities right as they come to the market. Never miss a bond or new share offering again. Plus, you can house all your investments in one place and benefit from expert investment advice. Contact us at brokerage@rfgroup.com to start doing more today. Some conditions apply. RF, money at work.
You try to rest, roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. Name it, we can print it. Just give
us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Here is the Nassau Garden Building. Telephone 302-2361.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. And I am now joined by the one and only Ian Thomas. Hello, Ian.
Hey, Shabago Lang. How's it going, sir?
What you saying? I feel like I ain't talked to you since last year.
No, man. No. That's how it feels like.
That was an election ago.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. It was a very long time ago. But, you know, a lot of people miss when I'm not here and do what I do so they can get these great deals and great savings.
You think they miss? They miss you for sure. But, boy, they're going to talk the politics, you know?
Yeah, I know what time it is, man. And you're doing the right thing, man. You are doing the right thing. So let me just introduce myself and we can get this thing started. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Ian Thomas, and I'm here from Direct Marketers. Direct Marketers is a marketing company where we specialize in radio, TV, print, and social media. So if you've got a business or a business idea and you want to know how viable it is, please feel free to give me a call at 552-0212. That's 552-0212. That's
552-0212.
That's 552-0212. Hey, listen here. You like stupidness here? Only thing you like more than stupidness is more stupidness. Man, listen here. So listen, hey, listen here, man, Shivago. I got to talk about, a wonderful, something that's important, and it's a wonderful company, Eastwood Family Practice. These guys are located in number 7 Wong's Plaza. That's opposite McDonald's on Madera Street, Palmdale. Now, listen here, they want to let you guys know that right now, free preventative health screenings designed to help you stay informed. That's what's happening down there. That's what they have. They have all these initiatives that are going on right now from last week, Monday, and they changed the date. And now it's going to go from today is Tuesday until next week, Tuesday. From today all the way until next week, Tuesday. And what is today's date? Today's what?
Today is Tuesday, May 26th.
Okay, today 26th. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Until next week, Tuesday, so you guys can take advantage of that. And what that has, what's that all about? Well, first of all, it's between the hours of 12 p.m. and 5 p.m. No appointments necessary. And the free services include this. Now, get this, Shivago, and this is for all you individuals out there. Blood pressure checks, weight checks, blood sugar screening, prostate screening, BMI, that's body mass index assessment, urinalysis, blood oxygen levels, heart rate checks, temperature checks, all these things are absolutely free. Blood pressure checks and blood sugar and urinalysis and blood oxygen and heart rate checks, all these things. When you go and you visit Eastwood Family Practice right there, number 7 Wong's Plaza, the phone number is 376. Well, I'm going to give you two numbers. I'm going to give you the office number at 813-0935. 813-0935. 1-800-838-1305 and the cell number. Dr. Rose says, Ian, it's okay if you give out my cell number because we know that individuals, you don't plan to get sick. So you can, this can happen on the weekends or late at night. I'm going to give you a cell phone. You can call him or WhatsApp him in the evening time. 376-0935. 376-0935. One more time because some people are dyslexic. 376-0935. There's nothing wrong with being dyslexic, but some people are. But okay, so Shivago, you heard what's happening. That's at Eastwood Family Practice in Palmdale, opposite McDonald's, in number 7, the Wong's Plaza. Another thing, a lot of people are struggling with weight issues.
See how good God is?
Go ahead,
see
talk
how
to
good
me.
God is?
Talk to
I
me.
Was sitting right here saying, when are you going to talk about how you can get rid of this belly?
That's what you're talking about. Ozempic. Everybody has. Everybody's now asking about that world famous drug, Ozempic. It's a weight loss drug, and he wants you to join this weight loss program. This is available for you guys who want to lose weight, and additionally for individuals who might be dealing with type 2 diabetes, and if you might have sleep apnea, this can also be a benefit as well. So they've added the GLP-1 agonist. I always said it wrong in the beginning. GLP-1 agonist. To their regimen. If you want to go ahead and do that, he will help you get on the program and you'll start taking advantage of it and start losing pounds. You can lose up to 5-10 pounds in 2 weeks. It's amazing, the Ozempic. They also have a number of other options, including the oral GLP. That means you take it by mouth. Oral GLP-1 medication for those individuals who might be afraid of needles. Now, you want to schedule a consultation with Dr. Rowe. He's going to work along with you to help you achieve your weight goals. That's Eastwood Family Practice. They're right there in Palmdale. You go there, check them out. That's Ozempic. They'll be able to put you on that weight loss program. Also, individuals, it's so important to know your status. If you may not be feeling good downstairs, that's in your private area, and you want to know, hey, what's going on? What's that itch? What's this this leakage? Or there's a malodorous scent coming from down there? That's not normal. They are now offering a 7-panel STD screening for only $90. $90. You can get an STD testing test done, or some people call it STI, STD, all the same thing. You can get tested right now. You need to know your status before you embark upon a new journey. Individuals who want to check on their prostate cancer is number one right now in the Bahamas, afflicting Bahamian men. They also, along with the same, you know, symptoms, there's other things that can come up that may be non-cancerous, but still, you know, it derives from your prostate and prostate illness. So both of these conditions can be addressed by Dr. Rowe skillfully and with the attention and the care Bahamian men deserve. Another thing I want to tell you about is Bahamian men over the age of 40, they also have a lot of issues with erectile dysfunction. And right now, you can go down there to Eastwood Family Practice. It's affordable, they say, affordable solutions for those, and it's extremely discreet and done in a professional manner for individuals dealing with ED, erectile dysfunction. Eastwood Family Practice also want to let you guys know who's suffering from chronic pain. And you want to get a better quality of life, give them a call. They handle pain management down there, so give them a call if you're dealing with any type of pain throughout your body. Also, they want to let you guys know they have a medical dispensary available right there at your convenience, right on the premises, right in the clinic. So they can take care of that. So you don't have to run around town to different prescriptions. They can do that right there in-house. Testosterone therapy. You know what testosterone therapy is? I had to Google that, Shivago Lang. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, man. You know, plenty of men have low testosterone levels, uh-huh. And that affects your level energy, your muscle building, affects many functions in a male's body. And so what they have to do then is get some testosterone injections, or you can take them by pill, etc., to try to boost their testosterone. Sometimes it involves some lifestyle changes that also help.
Matt, hey, listen, you used every word. Only one word you'd miss out. Libido.
Yeah.
You actually have energy.
I included that in the function.
So you can't even, I was talking about this on another station, you can't even think about erectile dysfunction and being intimate if your testosterone levels are low. Am I correct? Testosterone levels are low. Am I correct?
Well, yeah. But you know, some men have prostate issues related to cancer, and testosterone is actually it actually encourages cancer growth. So they have to be careful with the testosterone situation. So like everything else, you get your consultations and try and get a therapy that works
well,
best.
And listen, yeah, I love Shivago Lang, man. Very knowledgeable with so many different topics, man. I love coming here. So just like we said, lastly, I want to let you guys know that pap smears, you women who need desire pap smears, they're now available for Bahamian females, of course. Who else could it be for? Screening of cervical cancer for other female genital conditions. And the price on that is $60. Very, very inexpensive. It's $60 for that procedure. For that test. And he wants to let you guys know he's extremely gentle. So many women into the office. Oh Lord, it's a man, and he has big hands. And oh Lord, last experience I heard it hurt so much. And Dr. Rose says, Ian, let them know I'm extremely gentle. I'm very aware that how sensitive it is down there, and I will take care of you, and it was going to be done very properly and professionally. So that's what's all happening down there at Eastwood Family Practice. The phone number 813-0935, 813-0935, and the cell number 376-0935, and they're located in Palmdale opposite McDonald's, open up Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., and on Saturdays from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. Man, that's something else. Brandish, this company, I just started working along with them. It's overseen by Ms. Shante Rigby. She wants to let you guys know, listen here, if you have a company out there struggling and try to identify who you know who you really are, you need to call Brandish. Brandish will help you get those prospective customers to recognize your brand, make it stand out. It's going to scream exactly what it needs to scream, so people don't have to be wondering, what is this brand about? That's what they're all about. They're about brand loyalty, brand inference, and they want to help you identify your brand, and so other individuals out there can identify it. So if you're a business, and you may look professional, but it still feels unclear, you know, exactly what your business is all about, you need to call Brandish. The phone number is 821-2763. That's 821-2763. That's 8.
I like that. I like that name.
You love it?
I love Brandish. Brandish, I say. You know that hit series, Blackish?
Yes.
Yeah. Brandish, Brandanish.
Yeah, Brandish.
Yeah. Yeah.
It resonates with me, but I just didn't know why. Now you kind of identified it. So one more time, the number for Brandish is 821-2763. So what else they want to let you know? She says, Ian, this is Ms. Rigby. She says, Ian, I've heard many stories of individuals posting constantly but not attracting the right clients. And coming to that realization, they said maybe their branding feels inconsistent and the messaging feels like all over the place, so it's not concise and people can't actually figure out what your company is all about. But sometimes your business seems to no longer have the effect and reflect the level that you're trying to reach. I want you to pick up the phone and call Brandish. These guys are known for helping ambitious entrepreneurs transform scattered brands into intentional brands that are built for growth. One more time, the phone number is 821-2763. 821-2763. You're out there, you're trying to figure out how to get people to identify that your brand is something that speaks about quality and caring, and even if it's environmentally safe. You have to identify your brand with so many things that are happening out there, so you can have a nice strong brand. So talk to me.
And importantly, in what the brand company does is helps you get your story out. See, life is a story.
It helps. What's
the story of your business? So when they help you refine that, boom! Next thing you know, people identify with you because of your story.
You are absolutely right. If you incorporate a good story into your brand, into what are you doing, then people could say, you know what, I can identify with that. You know what, mm-hmm. something like that happens to me, or my mom, blankety blank, fill in the blank, and something like that, mm-hmm. not just come to my shop, we have good prices, mm-hmm. blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad that you said that. I'm so, so glad that you said that. So when you contact them, like they said, they're going to be used strategic branding methods, clear messaging, so individuals will know exactly what your company is about. They want to help you with the mindset, and help you coach. Help you coach. They want to coach you into being that right that business owner that you've always wanted to be. So you'll help attract the right clients to your business. You're going to feel elevated. your company's going to feel elevated. It's going to come across as professional, and it's going to be aligned with your vision. So remember, great branding isn't just about aesthetics. It's about clarity, connection, and becoming the brand people remember. Hurry up, give Brandish a call. And the phone number is 821-2763, 821-2763, and watch them turn your business around. That's Ms. Shante Rigby. Let them know you heard me and Shivago Lang here talking about it. And, you know, you want to do something different with your business. You want to get it out there. You want it to stand out and that people, you know, when they hear it, they say, hey, I'm familiar with that. I'm familiar with that. It stands for quality and something that's just amazing. So that's what I like about Brandish. Your boy hit me earlier, Mr. Shivago Lang. Porky's.
Okay.
Porky, man. Porky. Hey, Porky, say, listen here, Ian. You going on Chicago? Yeah. Please tell the people this. Please. His radio station don't miss this station at all. He live on this station. All I got to do is mention your name.
Hey, Porky.
Start smiling.
What's going on?
He wants to let you guys know, when you visit Porky's gas station.
Ian, wait. Hold on. Let me tell you something about Porky.
When I first
ran in Fort Charlotte at 29 years old, Porky was a staple down there on the Bain and Grahamstown portion of it, and was one of them people who was helping me see what was happening in that community.
Also, he was very instrumental in you being...
Of course, his wife was very close to my mother, so, you know.
Man. Well, he's like a dad to me, too, man. He is like a dad to me. Wonderful person. That's the Dorset family. But they want to let you guys know, the entire Bahamas, he want to let you guys know, when you guys visit Porky's gas station, you're going to save more, drive more, and worry less. No matter where I go in the Bahamas, I always people complaining, man, listen to your man. I tired of watching. My money just disappear. I get into the pump. My gas, like I put in some gas that don't even be there. So it's time to make a smarter move. You need to go check out Porky's Gas Station where you can fuel up for less. Right now, gas is $6.49. That's the cheapest on the island. I don't like to use the word cheapest. I usually use most affordable and all that stuff. But that right now, $6.49 is the cheapest on the island. And guys who are driving diesel vehicles, y'all only paying $6.40. So if y'all going to them other places, you're robbing yourself. You're doing yourself bad. Go to Porky's Gas Station, or some of you guys call it service station, and fuel up for less. Gas, $6.49. Diesel, $6.40. Lowest prices in town. And you guys got to be crazy if you haven't heard about Porky's, because they've been around for years. And right now, with this discounted gas prices, you know where all the big trucks go. All you bus drivers and jitney drivers and taxi drivers and livery drivers. All you guys want to get down there right now to Porky's. They're conveniently located East Street South, Victoria Boulevard. East Street South, Victoria Boulevard. This is a service station that's powered by your trusted Rubus family. So you know you're going to get that good, clean gas. So when you fuel up, you know your vehicle is getting advanced detergents and additives in the tank, cleaner fuel injectors and intake valves, which reduces carbon buildup. So your car has a better combustion and engine performance. Porky's open up 24/7. They don't close 24/7. You go to 3 o'clock in the morning, get the same great service, and everybody knows they're the number one service station on the island. You want to give them a call for any reason? The number is 392-2832. That's 392-2832. Go check.
We gotta go to break, Ian. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm here with one and only Ian Thomas of Direct Marketers. We'll be right after this break.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible, work with the brightest minds, and leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Turn a trip from Burger King Nassau into a galactic adventure with the Mondo and Grogu Whopper Combo. Featuring special shake fries. Whether you're a bounty hunter in training or just here for your way, Burger King Nassau has everything Mandalorian and Grogu related you could want. Grab the toys, the mugs, the crowns, and your crew. And head on down to BK and celebrate the Mandalorian and Grogu adventure with Burger King Nassau. This is the way.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand,
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabab Alang, your host. So glad you could join us here today. We're here with Mr. Ian Thomas of Direct Marketers, and he's letting us know what his clients are up to, and they are up to all kinds of things. But Thomas?
Hey, man, Chivago Light, man. Listen, my phone's going crazy right now. People calling me for all these numbers. They just called me for Eastwood Family Practice, and I gave them the number for that because they heard about all the free stuff that's happening over there. And they called me for Brandish. They want to get their businesses out there. Brandish helps them, you know, convey the message and, you know, of course, identify their brand. And then I just talked about Porky's Gas Station, where they have the cheapest, least expensive price on gasoline, gas for $6.49, diesel for $6.40. And right now, going back with health, man, everyone's focusing on their health, which is so important. This one right now is for you ladies. This one's especially for you guys. This Friday and Saturday of this week, Advanced Family Medicine Wellness and Spa. They're extending an unbelievable offer to all women. You just can't miss this. And they're calling this one Mom's Appreciation Event. It's a powerful health and wellness initiative designed to celebrate, empower, and uplift all the amazing women in the community. So bring your mom, your sister, your best friend, your coworker, your neighbor, and enjoy two incredible days focused on women's health, education, and self-care. The event details are, it's from May 28th and 20th and 30th, that's Friday and Saturday, 12 to 6 p.m., three locations, that's one West Plaza, that's out west, if you live out west, one East Plaza, if you live out east, and right in the middle of town on Shirley Street. So that's great. You got three different locations to choose from. You want the phone number? 361-1111. That's the easiest number. 361-1111. And their other number is 364-1111. 364-1111.
Can't miss that.
Go ahead. Talk to me.
I say you can't miss that.
No, can't miss that. Dr. Chinray Carrie Bullard. Some say Chinray, some say Chinray. However you want to pronounce the name. She says, remember, Ian, let them know that light refreshments will be served. So it's a free health service for all women. And for those two special days, women can receive free weight checks, free blood pressure checks, free blood sugar checks, free cholesterol checks, free height measurements. Absolutely no cost, absolutely free for both of those days. It's a special focus on women 35 years and older. So that's what she wants to say, Ian. A lot of women are not doing their annuals. Annuals, of course, mean yearly.
Ian, I have to let you know so you and your clients could know. The third week in next month,
yes, sir,
we're doing Health Week.
Jeepers creepers.
So we covering everybody in Health Week. So if your clients are interested in helping people understand and know what they offer as a service to people's health,
yes,
third week in next month.
You heard it. Yeah, it's a date. It's in the books. I just wrote it down. It's in the books. So like I said, it's an incredible initiative led by Dr. Chinray Carrie Bullard. It creates a safe, welcoming and informational space where women can openly discuss important health concerns that's going on with them. You know, it's going to be valuable. It's going to guide you on all the topics that you're interested in when it comes to your body, like menopause and hormonal health, birth control options, breast health awareness, vaginal health awareness, sexual health and wellness, and preventative care and healthy living. So this is all happening, Advanced Family Medicine, Wellness and Spa, this weekend, Friday and Saturday, Mom's Appreciation Event. It's going to be at three locations, one West Plaza, one East Plaza, and the Shirley Street Plaza. That's That's Friday and Saturday of this week, the May 29th and 30th, and the phone number, 361-1111, 361-1111, or 364-1111, 364-1111. Go check them out. It's a wonderful thing. Hey, Shivago Lang, now, I know you're familiar with this now, because I see my time winding down, but Probate Bahamas, I've been working along with them now for over a year. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, Probate Bahamas, you know, someone might have passed away, and you're all trying to deal with that, and it seems very confrontational, and it's not going anywhere. Or in some instances, you only even got all the money to start the probate, and it's just going on and on. Any will, anyone who passed away with a will, like Shivago Lang would tell you, it has to get probate. What do you know about probate, Shivago Lang?
Well, what you mean? Well, if you have a will, you got to get the will probated. If you don't have a will, the government law, the Wills Act, can tell you how to distribute your things.
So it's better to have a will.
Better to have a trust, a will, whatever.
Yeah, and after
gives instructions for you.
And then you need to have a proper way to get your money and get it all probated and everything. That the money and the assets can stay right there. So you guys want to dial 434-2666. That's, hey, look at this. We could even say 43-42-666. This is the phone number. 43-42-666. They provide.
They didn't know numbers on this.
No. I just give out the number. I don't deal with numbers. That's one thing. Now, I don't have a problem if you guys are to deal with numbers. I don't do that. Yeah. So they provide services like.
Well, some people go out there talking, but I hear you say.
No, not me.
I never.
Listen, they do probate applications, letters of administration applications, resealing of applications. It is all they do. That's all they do. So you don't get to worry about a company trying to do all these different things. That's what they do. The procedure, very easy. You fill out and submit an application form. Prompt reply, either with the estimated time of completion or request for additional information. That's what you're going to get from them. 6 to 10 weeks turnaround time. It's low and affordable prices. Get your probate done. Someone passed away. The will is there. Need to be probated. And they're also going to be working along with a company. They're going to work along with a company that individuals, if you don't even have the money, a company can go ahead and work along with you to pay for your probate, and then you guys would have a relationship after that and whatever. But you got to get your will probated, otherwise it don't make no sense. That's all I got to say about that. How you feel about that? Bubba Probate, Bahamas, 434-2666, 434-2666. How you like those apples?
And I like them. As you remember, and daddy them leave this up. If you want it, you got to go probate.
You got it.
That's the only way. That's the only way you could legally come into possession of the thing.
You got that. And think about probate. That reminds me. If you are having problems in the bedroom, you need to get yourself the bully pill. Bully pills are sweeping the nation. You got to get them. They're all natural. They're $55 for a pack of five. You're going to give me a call at 552-0212. They're all natural. You take it with water. Half an hour later, you're good to go. You and your partner are going to enjoy a wonderful, wonderful time. That man's going to have the energy, the stamina to go a very long time. And he's going to be willing. And it's going to be happening down there. If you want a nice, strong erection, man, you want to give me a call. You're going to get the bully pill for $55. They also deliver. I think delivery is $5. But you're going to get the bully pill. You're going to be happy. Your partner's going to be happy. A lot of women are calling and getting it for their men also. So men, if you're dating a woman 5, 10, 15 years younger than you, even more, whatever, go ahead and don't make yourself look like a fool. Get yourself the bully pill so you can be impressive and she'll love you and, honey, you're so handsome and, ooh, child, I love it. Ooh, man, again, ooh, I love it. Shivago, I see you laughing.
I'm not laughing. I ain't getting in your business.
That's good for you.
First of all, you can't just wait till you get a girl in the bed. You got to go romantic. You can't be just. That's the problem with some of these guys. He may be turning on. She's not. It's a bully pill or no bully pill.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, guys, go get a haircut in bed. Put on some cologne.
Yes and no.
And listen, let me tell you these couple of things before I go. If you're looking for a projector, we've got the greatest price on a 4K cinematic projector right now, Bluetooth. capability. If you're a teacher or if you want it for home, you want to put it outside when you have an event, whatever it is, or you want to don't use a television, get this projector. It's only $165. $165 for this projector, indoor, outdoor projector. Give me a call, 552-0212. 552-0212. It's not going to take up a bunch of space. Sorry. If you guys like exercising, if you've seen people out there going to the gym or exercising, running with those weighted vests on, you can now get one of those weighted vests. It's comfortable and breathable. It does 5, 10, 15 pounds, 20 pounds even. The cost is $95. You're going to give me a call at 552-0212. Get that weighted vest to exercise. Also, I want to let you people know that the what I want to let you guys know. I want to let you know about the Chicago Lang. You're throwing me right off. People who've been asking about
that new talk, and I throwing you off?
Yes, your silence is throwing me off. Yes, you gotta start making noise, dancing, or rapping, or doing something.
Take up your time for your customers.
Okay, right? Sorry, but I apologize.
This person said, great show as usual. Tell your guests, after taking them bully pill, you are front then 9 months later.
You better stop, yeah? And listen, yeah, we want cordless phones for $55. Give me a call, VTech cordless phones, $55. Dial 552-0212, 552-0212. And lastly, you want the privacy screen, 50 feet long, 6 feet tall, all green. You put it right on your fence, $189. Give me a call, Ian Thomas, 552-0212. Give me a call. I got to get out of here, Shivago Lang. Thank you so much.
Thank
You've been amazing once again.
Always good to have you. Listen, tomorrow, folks, I know some of you wrote some very interesting texts tomorrow. I'm going to read all of them tomorrow, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today. God bless you. Have a great afternoon. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. He spares life. Have a great, great day.
Take a stand, everybody, come take my hand, we'll walk this road together, through the storm, whatever weather, you're the one, let me know that you're not alone, all up if you feel like you've been down the same road.